This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Kisisa. So, four fabulous ideas to share. The Parsha begins with the count of the Bnei Yisrael. Kisisa Esreish Bnei Yisrael Lifkudeihem V'nosnu Ishkoifei Nafsha Hashem Lifkudeisom. You're giving stalker. The Balat Turin famously notes the word V'nosnu is a palindrome. That means it's read backwards and forwards in the same way. V'nosnu, says the Balat Turin, the first box in the sheet. If you're listening online, please email me j.golker@gmail.com. Im tikri'ena lamafreya, yegam kein v'nosnu. If you read that word backwards, you also get v'nosnu. Lo melacha, what's the message? Masha odem neisim et staka, what a person gives to staka, yachzer elav, it will come back. V'lo yechzer lo b'shul zeh klum. And a person doesn't lose out by giving staka. V'nosnu, whatever you give, it will come back to you. You don't lose out. Now, that's well known. What is perhaps less well known, certainly it was not known to me, is a chidah. The chidah says something fabulous. We've discussed it before. There is a gematria system called atbash. Atbash means that the letter aleph, for example, the gematria of aleph, is not one, but it's tof, it's 400. Base is shin. It sort of flips with the opposite side of the aleph base. Therefore, he says, well, what does it tell us? It tells us what's the antithesis of this word. We've discussed it before. Says the Chidah something amazing. If you take the word staka, what's the atbash of staka? What's the reverse of staka? Well, the letter tzadi, the atbash of tzadi is actually hey. The atbash of dalet, the next letter is kuf. The next one is kuf, is dalet. And the atbash of hey is sadi. So the reverse of the word tzedakah in Atbash is tzedakah. It spells tzedakah. I've got it out on the sheet to make it clearer, but it's a remarkable thing. The Atbash, which tells me the reverse, the antithesis of a word of tzedakah, happens to spell out exactly the same, which is exactly what the Balat Turim is saying. The Nosnu tells me that a person gives tzedakah, a person will get back. He doesn't lose out from giving tzedakah. There's a famous Vilna Gaon. If you note at the top of the posuk, which I've quoted, I've put the trop, the musical note, on the word v'nosnu. Kisisa es resh b'nei Yisrael ifkudehem v'nosnu. What is the note on top of the word v'nosnu? The trop is, the tam is, a kadmo v'azlo. That's what it's called in the world of Leinik. Kadmo v'azlo v'nosnu. That's how you read it. What does it mean? It means v'kadmo you go up, v'azlo you give. Says the Kol Eliyahu, the Vilna Gaon, an amazing insight. Take a look at the next box, paragraph 1b. Hine tevas v'nosnu, the word v'nosnu mutam b'kadm v'azlo. It's got a tam, it's got the trop, the musical note of kadm v'azlo. V'yesh lema, one can say, debo l'rame zalmai mechazal, it's hinting to a saying in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, kuf nun aleph, says, Omer lo Rabbi Chiya l'dvesei. Rabbi Chiya said to his wife, ki osu anya kodim le'rifta. When an oni comes to you and knocks on your door, quickly go and give him some bread. Why? Ki heicha de lekadmi levonecha, that the oni will be able to give to your children. So she said, Omrele, melet lightasli, are you cursing me? You're cursing our children that they will one day be on the receiving end of getting tzedakah? Omrele, so Reb Chiya said to his wife, galgal hu shechayze ba'ilam. This is the way of the world. That money doesn't last forever. All the words Chazal give for money shows the transient nature of money. A zuz is from the expression of zoz, to move. Mone is mo'ata mo'ne. You think you're going to have it forever? Mo'ata mo'ne. What are you counting? Says the Vilna Gaon that the Reb Chiya, quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, the Reb Chiya said to his wife, be quick to give the oni some bread so that when that oni becomes wealthy, when the wheel goes round, he'll be able to give our children quickly as well. Now, V'hine tevas v'nosnu nikra ponim v'achar. Says the Gaon, what we just said, the word v'nosnu is a palindrome. It reads backwards and forwards the same. Ki gam ha-nosin yitztarech l'fam she'in nosnu lo chas v'sham. That sometimes the nosin has to be on the receiving end as well. V'zeo she'rom zelonu ha-Torah ha-kadosha. And that is what the Torah is alluding to in the musical note on the word v'nosnu. Why? Because it says b'kadma v'azlo. It's the trop is kadmo va'azlo, i.e., agdimu rifta. go quickly and give him bread, la'anyo, ki heichid lekad min levonecho. L'cheina tehaktim v'ten noy. Make sure you give it quickly. V'yelech lefonecho stoka b'ter nisef ha'galgal avonecho. Before the pendulum swings, before the wheel goes round, and you are not giving, but you're receiving, quickly give, so that you can get the zuchus, the chesed, the stoka of giving this poor person before you lose your money and before the wheel of fortune is reversed. Okay, so three, it's a very interesting ideas on the opening pasuk. Another Vilna Gaon in the later pasuk. The pasuk later on says in Perek Lamed Aleph, the famous psukim that we say in Kiddush every Shabbos morning, B'shomru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, lasis ha-Shabbos ha-Dairesom, Bris Olam. Now, if you notice on the words Bris Olam, that Shabbos is an eternal covenant with the Jewish people in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word Olam is spelt Mole, Ayin Vov Lamed Mem. And then it carries on, Bein Yuvein B'nei Yisrael, Ois Hi La'olam. La'olam is spelt Choser. I don't know if you've ever noticed this before. How many times have we said these words, V'shomer B'nei Yisrael Shabbos? We've said it in Shemoneh Esra. We've said it, we say it on Friday night before Shemoneh Esra. We say it on Kiddush, on Shabbos morning, many people. And I've never noticed that when it says Bris Olam, it's Male. Bein Yuvein B'nei Yisrael, Oisi La'olam, La'olam is spelt Choser. But the Vilna Gaon picks it up. The Yesh L'daktik, paragraph 2, says the Kol Elio, the Vilna Gaon, Madu'a ba posuk rishon k'siv bris olam mole vav. Why is it that bris olam in the first posuk is spelt mole, or the posuk hasheni k'siv olam chosev vav halodavahu? Isn't it strange? Says the God. Amazing. V'yesh levayer, we can explain. Al pima de'isim mesecha Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos daf samach tesum beis. Omer afun, hoy mahalech baderech, if someone was going on a journey, hoy ba midbar, he was traveling through the desert. Ve'ein li yedeya imose Shabbos. What does he do? Imagine, Harachman Litzlan, you're on a shipwreck and you're thrown up onto the desert island and you've got no idea what day of the week it is. When do you keep Shabbos? So the Gemara in Shabbos debates this. The Gemara says, Moina, Rav Huna says, Moina Shisha Yomim Meshama Yemechot. You count 6 days, wherever you, when you wake up, you count 6 days and the seventh day is Shabbos. Chia Barav Omar, no, other way around. The first day is Shabbos, and then you count 6 days until the next Shabbos. Now, the Rav Huna says, we follow the natural creation of the world. You first have Sheshes Yomim of creation, and then you have Shabbos. That's what you should do. That just like Adam Rishon was born, his first day was a Shabbos, and then he had 6 weekdays. So that's what you should do. Now, the halacha is, like Rav Huna, that we count 6 days, and then we keep Shabbos. Okay. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Torah is hinting to us this very halacha. How so? V'yesh lema, bottom paragraph. V'yesh lema, tekan romzel on atera kedusha adin zeh. The Torah is hinting to us this halacha. When it says ois hi la'olam, the vav is missing. The rame is the high la'olam kavnoso la'alim. When it's missing a vav, it spells the word la'alim, which means to hide, hidden. To hint at the possibility that a person may not know that it when is Shabbos. Kashailech amidbar. He's walking in the desert, he's got no idea when Shabbos is. What should he do? The pasuk carries on, this is what you do. Unbelievable. So therefore, what the Kol Elio, the Vilna Gaon is telling us is, this is a hint in the pasuk, that the halacha follows Rav Huna, that if a person is lost, he doesn't know when Shabbos is, he should count 6 days and then keep Shabbos. And that's hinted to in the pasuk because it says, I'm giving you Shabbos bris olam, bein yovim b'nei Yisrael osi la'olam, without the vav, la'alim. When you're not sure when Shabbos is, you're lost in the wilderness, you're lost in the desert, what do you do? Sheish es yomim osu Hashem es Hashemayim es Oretz, and then uviyam ashvi shavas ha'inofash. Amazing. Says the Vilna Gaon, hinted to in the pasuk. Okay, let's carry on. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai. He's there for 40 days and 40 nights. some very difficult psukim with Moshe Rabbeinu pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet of the Egel, which takes place, of course, in this week's parsha. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, he goes back onto Har Sinai to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, when he's there, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu the famous question, Sadik V'Ralai. He asks him to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show his glory to him. Famously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you go hide in this little nook in the rock, and I'll pass by, my Shechina will pass by. You'll see my back, you won't see my front. So many commentaries on what this means. I want to share with you a Chasam Sofer, an amazing Chasam Sofer, and it fits in amazingly with something we said last week, with something that we shared on the Purim share. It's just amazing. Yesh leim al pi remez, bottom box. Hine onu rein, kama dvarim sibos umasibos shonos hanasin ba'aretz mitachas. We see lots of things that go on in this world. Ashe onu matmiim, lama os Hashem yisbarach kocha. We wonder, what is going on? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Avalacha rabbis hazman, but after a long time, onu roim umevinim lemafreya, we understand with hindsight, we look back and we now understand, oh, that's why I missed the train, that's why this happens, whatever it may be. That there was always a plan, there was something happening to explain why this was going on. And he gives an example. What example does he give? Purim. That was the example we gave last week. Harigas Vashti. Vashti was killed. V'lekichas Esther, and Esther was chosen to be the replacement. V'chalas Sibas she'es bibla dover azeh, v'akol ha'ekavo ha'chono la'atzolos Yisrael. It was all leading up a preparation to save Klal Yisrael. Avol kodem shenas sepiskam ha'melech, before the king gave his instructions, einonu mevinim rak maminim ki b'li sofek, we didn't understand what was going on, but we believed ki b'li sofek lo dover reku. It was not an empty thing. There was something going on. Rak mimenu tamadov kumosanelam. It was just hidden from us. We didn't know what it was. Etc. etc. You look back with hindsight, and then, and only then, can we understand. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh. That's what the pasuk is saying. V'ro'iso esachoyrai. Afterwards, we look back and we see. Ah, now I understand the Purim story. I can look back and retrospectively see what was going on. What happened? But when you're there, when your nose is a quarter of an inch from the canvas and you can't see the wood for the trees, you can't see the beautiful picture because you're too close. You won't be able to see it from up front when it's in front of you. It's only with hindsight. And that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, here comes the amazing thing. We said last week, if you remember, do you remember I said to you the Vata of Elimelech Bidman? Elimelech Bidman said that the Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar, and not on the 10th and the 16th. 11 plus 12 plus 13 plus 14 plus 15 adds up to 65, which is the Shem Adnus, Aleph and Adalad Nun and Yud, which adds up to 65, which is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us through nature. So you don't see miracles on Purim, you don't see the splitting of the sea or mon coming down or oil burning for 8 days. You see a natural course of events. That's the Shem Adnus. But you cannot read it on days 10 and 16 because 10 and 16 is 26, which is Yudke Bovke. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervening through Derech supernatural, through miraculous means. Fine, that's what we said a lot, and that's not Purim. That's why you can't read it on the 10th and the 16th. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, Hine, the bottom box of paragraph, the end of paragraph 3. Hine Hashem Havoya Baruch Hu, Begmatria Chafov. We know that the name of Yudke Vovke is 26. Va'achirayim, the bit after it, i.e., the next letter after those four letters, Yud, a Hey, a Vov, and a Hey, Pirush, says the Chasam Sofer, Oisis Shehema Achrei Oisis Hashem, Kugoin Yud, after the letter Yud, you get Chof. The next letter of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Hei, is Vov. Ba'acha Vov, Yud Kei Vov Kei is Zayin. Ba'acha Hei is Vov. In other words, the letters after Yud Kei Vov Kei spell the letters Kuzu, which also is another name of one of the Shemus of Hashem, which is the Gematria Tal, 39. So you see that the letters after Yud Kei Vov Kei spell the word Kuzu, which has a Gematria 39. Says the Chasam Sofer, V'hinei Hashem HaVoya Baruch Hu Im Achirayim, if you add up the letters after Yud Kei Vov Kei, i.e. Kuzu, i.e. 39, together with 26, you get 65. In other words, if you want to see who's running the world, what the natural world is, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just have to see Achor, Uponai, it says, that's what the Pasuk means. Uponai le'yeroh, sorry, V'ro'iso es Achorai. You will see my Achorai. If you add up Achorai, the letters after my name, Hashem Yudkei Vovkei, then you will see the Shem Adnus. Amazing. So in other words, it's with hindsight. When you combine these two Achor, the letters after the Yudkei Vovkei, then you get to the Shem Adnus, where you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the daily running of the world. Amazing, amazing insights. Okay, let's move on to the last idea. And that is the breaking of the luchos. In Perek Lamed Aleph, the first pasuk, Hashem says to Moshe, "You broke the luchos. You've got to make them again." What about the luchos rishonim asher shibarta, which you broke them? Now, the Gemara says in Shabbos, famous Gemara, Rashi brings it in this week's parsha, that shleisha dvarim also Moshe midaita. There were three things which Moshe Rabbeinu did of his own accord; he wasn't told to. Vehiskim Hakadosh Baruch Hu imra, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. One of those three things are the Shavar is HaLuches. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luches. Ask the Gemara, my Darish, what made him do that? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luches? So the Gemara says, Oma Pesach, if the Karban Pesach, Shehu Echod Mitaryag Mitzvah, which is one of the 613 commandments, Omra Torah V'chol Ben Nechel, someone who has rejected the Torah cannot eat it. I've got the luchos, which represents the entire Torah. The Yisrael Meshumadim and Yisrael, or at least part, some of them, are dancing around an Egel HaZahov. They're rejecting the Torah. Allah has come and come. How much more so? I should break the luchos. They shouldn't receive it. And Hajna HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu al shenemar, Asher Shibarto, V'amirish Lokish, Yashikoichach Asher Shibarto. Well done. Well done for breaking the luchos. The Mefarshim wonder there in Gemara and Shabbos Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, how do you see from the words Ashesh Shibarto that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? Rashi says Asher is Loshon of Ishur, which means permission, I agree, you're right, certification, authentication. She Ishur v'shibchu al Ashirasan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, Loshon of Ishur. The Ramban argues, the Ramban there in Gemara and Shabbos says, Sorachim, if it's because Asher is Loshon Ishur, which is what Rashi says, Hari Kamaksul in Baturish in Loshon Ishur, it says Asher loads of times in the Torah. It doesn't mean Ishur every time. So he gives an alternative pshat, the Shamati. Mishum Dechsiv, Asher Shibarto, the Samtom Ba'oroin Luchos. What did we do with these Luchos that Moshe broke? We put them in the Aron with the other Luchos. The Shivrei Luchos went into the Aron HaKodesh. V'shivrei luchos menachim ba'aron. V'ilmole hoya b'shirosim chet. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't agree with the breaking of the luchos, if there was some aspect of chet involved in breaking the luchos, ein kategah b'mokum sanega, you're not going to put them in the Kodesh Kodoshim, in the Aron HaKodesh, because your prosecutor can't become your defendant. If the luchos, if there was a chet involved in doing it, you're not going to put them in the Aron HaKodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. The Kohen Gadol doesn't walk in with his big day Zohov into the Kodesh Kodoshim on Yom Kippur because Ein Kategah Nasa Sanega, the gold represents the Egel HaZohov, the golden calf, going in there, reminding HaKodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, of this prosecuting indictment against Klal Yisrael. You can't then you wear these clothes and defend. So therefore, the very fact, Melamed says the Ramban, shows Shviros and Chaviva Lefonov, that there was something very precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Good. The question is, what was it? What was so praiseworthy? What was so special that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that he broke the Luchos. And more than that, if you think about it, the very last pasuk in the whole Torah says, "L'chol hayod hachazaka l'chol ha'meira hagodla she'osu Moshe le'inei kol Yisrael." And there we are in Simchas Torah, and we say, "Chazak, chazak, v'nischazik." What does that pasuk mean? It's the epitaph of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Rashi on that pasuk, "L'chol hayod hachazaka." As it were, this is what's written on Moshe Rabbeinu's matzeva. The Yad Chazok is referring to the fact that he brought down the Luchos with his hands. What is that referring to? All the miracles the Moshe Rabbeinu facilitated in this great Midbar. And the final words of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, what is that referring to? That's what it means, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos in the front of the eyes of the Jewish people. The question is, why the praise? What was so special? Why is that the greatest accolade of Moshe Rabbeinu? He broke the Luchos, but that is his final epitaph in the whole Torah. The answer I saw is this. There is a famous Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim tells a story of Shimon HaAmsuni. Says the Gemara, bottom box. Psachim Chaf Beis Mabeis. Shimon HaAmsuni, Va'omrin Onachemya HaAmsuni, Hayodayresh Kol Esim Sheba Torah. He would darshan every single S in the Torah. There are dozens of S. I think it's the most common word in the whole Torah. Every time there was an S, he was darshaned it, what it's coming to include. But then he got to a problem. Kiven Shehigia Le'es Hashem Elokecho Tira, that you should fear Hashem, Pirish, he had to stop. Because what else are you going to include? What else do you have to fear other than HaKadosh Baruch? So he stopped, he walked away. Omer Talmidim, so the Talmidim said, Rebbe, kol esim shedarash demate aleihem. What about all the other hundreds of esim that you were darshaning? What are you going to do about those? Omer Lohem, he said to them, Kashem shekibalti schal adrisha, kach ani mekabal schal aprisha. In the same way I'm receiving rewards for the drasha, I will receive rewards for the prisha, for pulling back. Ad shebo Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara, until Rabbi Akiva came along, v'dorash, and he darshened, es Hashem lekecho tira l'rabbis tamidei chachomim. It's coming to include tamidei chachomim. When the pasuk says, es Hashem lekecho tira, that comes to include the Talmud Chacham. Asks the Veld, asks everyone. Shimon HaMsuni didn't see that. He just darshaned hundreds and hundreds of esim in the whole Torah, and this one stumped him until Rabbi Akiva came along and says, you know what it comes to include? It comes to include Talmidei Chachamim. The answer is this. You know why Rabbi Akiva could see it and not Shimon HaMsuni? Because Rabbi Akiva witnessed this amazing honesty and this amazing mysterious nefesh of Shimon HaMsuni. Shimon HaMsuni darshaned every S in the Torah. He came to one, he couldn't figure it out. His thesis doesn't work. Walk away. Do you know what selflessness and what honesty, what intellectual honesty that takes? He's just going to sort of put aside his whole PhD thesis because one thing doesn't fit in. Rabbi Akiva saw that and was so amazed that now I understand, Es Hashem Lekecho Tira, you can also fear Talmidei Chachamim because there is what to fear. A person of such spiritual magnitude that I can, he has such intellectual honesty and such mysterious nefesh that he's willing to put aside his whole thesis because it doesn't quite work. That was the impetus that gave Rabbi Akiva the ability to darshan es Hashem Lekecho Tira l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so impressed with Moshe Rabbeinu. Think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole life was his mission statement, was to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He dealt with Paro. He sorted out the Makkos. They went through Yom Suf. They had all the Nisim in the Midbar. He went up to Har Sinai, battled Malachim to get the Torah. He comes down and he sees some of Klal Yisrael dancing around in Egel Azov in this week's parasha. Anyone else perhaps would look around and say, I've got to give it to them. This is what I've been doing for the last, you know, this is my whole life's goal is for this. But his intellectual honesty was so strong and his mysterious nefesh and his adherence to the truth was so strong he says, now's not the time. And he broke the luchos. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that's Mesiras Nefesh. That honesty is so praiseworthy that that indeed is the final epitaph of Moshe Rabbeinu. Le'enei Kol Yisrael is a reference to the luchos that Moshe broke. Well done for breaking them. Amazing. So there we have four ideas this evening. Number one is the beginning of the parasha that everyone gives. Nosnu ish kefe nafshel Hashem. The Baal HaTzion says that the word v'nosnu is a palindrome to teach that if a person gives to stocker, it will come back to him. You know, you never lose from giving stocker. Says the chidah, amazing, that the atbash of stocker is tzedakah, to convey the same idea. And the Vilna Gaon tells us that Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, that the reason why there is a kodma v'ozla, that trop, that note on the v'nosnu, teaches us that when you go, go quickly and give it. Because nosnu is a galgal hachayze la'ilam. Money is, some, you know, sometimes in some generations a family will be wealthy, in later generations they'll be poor. That's the way of life. Give chaperayim, go quickly. Give the money quickly before the wheel of fortune reverses, that you will lose out on the opportunity to give. Then the Vilna Gaon says an amazing thing on this week's parasha, the Shomer B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, Bris Olam, spelt Mole. Bein Yovei B'nei Yisrael, Oisi La'olam, spelt Chose. Why? Says the Gaon, it's a reference to the Machlekes in the Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara says Rav Huna, that if you wake up in the desert, you don't know what day of the week it is, keep 6 days and then keep Shabbos. La'olam is spelt Chose to hint at this halacha, that if you're unsure, it's hidden from you when Shabbos is, then Sheishes Yomim also Hashem Sashmai Ve'oretz, and then Uviyem Ashvi Shabbos Vayin Nafash. The third idea, amazing idea of the Chasm Sofer, V'hasireisias Kapi V'ro'ises Achayrai Ofonai Le'yiro. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu only from hindsight. When you look back, then suddenly you understand. When we're so up close to the canvas, we can't always see it. We can't see looking ahead. Says the Chasm Sofer, that was the Purim story. You look back, which is what we discussed all of last year. You look back, suddenly you see things with clarity. But when you're in it, it's very, very hard. And says the Chasm Sofer amazingly, that the Achayrai, the words after Yudke Vovke, spell the word Kuzu, which is another of the Shemus of Hashem, which is Gematria Lamates, added to the Yudke Vovke, gives you 65, which is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with us through Teva, and we get more clarity in seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that achor, with that hindsight perspective. And then finally, the breaking of the luchos. The pasuk said, "Asher shibarto." Gemara says in Shabbos, one of the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking with him, was breaking of the luchos. Yasher koich asher shibarto. Where do you see in the words "Asher shibarto" that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Rashi, "Asher is loshen ishur." He agreed, permission given. The Ramban says no. The samtom ba'aron, the fact that you put the luchos in the aron, shows that they're very precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why the praise? Maybe that idea of Shimon HaMsuni. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Shimon HaMsuni was darshened all the essence of the Torah until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, "Was a," and he pulled away when he saw Es Hashem Lekechatira. What's he going to add? Says Rabbi Akiva, "It's LeRabbi Es Tamidei Chachamim." What did Rabbi Akiva see that Shimon HaMsuni couldn't see? Rabbi Akiva saw Shimon HaMsuni. He saw that honesty, that mysterious nefesh of Shimon HaMsuni. Then he was able to darshen Es Hashem Lekechatira, LeRabbi Es Tamidei Chachamim, and that was the amazing Mesiras Nefesh and honesty of Moshe Rabbeinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so praised. Thank you for listening. I thank you again. I started off the shir, the halacha shir, by thanking everyone. I got the wonderful gift, the wonderful gift of Purim from this shir. It was unnecessary, it was unexpected, but it was so very kind of you. I'm so grateful to you. It really was very, very much appreciated. I thank the organizers of it. Thank you for coming tonight, and I wish you all a very good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.